The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken. The vermin of the Westboro Baptist Church had the absolute right to protest at funerals for fallen military heroes. In a case brought by the father of Marine Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, who was killed in Iraq, the High Court concluded that Albert Snyder, Matthew's dad, could not recover damages for the intentional infliction of emotional distress. No one argues that the Westboro Baptist Church Neanderthals should be prevented from protesting, only that when their protest is so focused and so personal that the victims can sue and recover damages in civil court. After their pathetic protest, church members continued their assault on the Snyder family by posting a scurrilous online attack directed laser-like at the Snyder family and their late son. Despite that highly personal attack, eight justices ruled the interests of unfettered public political free speech cannot be infringed by a lawsuit and a plaintiff's financial recovery. Justice Sam Alito wrote in dissent that the protest is, quote, outrageous conduct caused Albert Snyder great injury, and the Supreme Court now compounds that injury by depriving Mr. Snyder of a judgment that acknowledges the wrong he suffered, unquote. I concur with Justice Alito. This is Dan Ray, Concur or Dissent, every weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.